You're listening to Art Hounds.
Art Hounds.
From Minnesota Public Radio.
My name is Damian Wolf, and I'm a graphic designer and ceramic artist living in Plymouth. I've been following Colleen Cosgrove, who is a plein air artist living in the Mac Groveland area of St. Paul. As a plein air artist, she paints most of her work outdoors, where she captures the world around her in her style as very bold strokes of vibrant colors. I like her work because it makes me look at the world around me differently. She is able to see things that I think most people would pass by. One of the most memorable times that I've seen her paint is at the Art Shanty project on Lake Harriet. And she is standing outside in the freezing cold, painting all of the other art exhibits and the art shanties. And her color choices actually brought warmth to the scene around her, which was really neat to see. She currently has paintings displayed at the Frameworks Gallery in Highland Park. And she will also be having some work in the Extremely Minnesota exhibit at the Robin Gallery in Robbinsdale from November 5th until December 5th.
My name is Scott Cumro. I'm from Fergus Falls, Minnesota. I'm a music educator and a novice YouTuber. I enjoy Minnesota singer-songwriter David Stoddard. I actually got to know David's music because he lived here in Fergus Falls and he would do the open mic scene. And I was like, this guy is on a different level than everybody else. And it turns out he's actually a national award-winning singer-songwriter. And his music is very, I would say, folky, although it's got a lot of other things mixed into it. I think of John Denver and Woody Guthrie, John Prine, Randy Newman, Jackson Browne. I hear all that when I listen to Dave's music. He's an exceptional guitarist and a piano player and accordion as well. He does all of them very well, and it's very fun to hear that diversity in his music. He's good at being funny and also creating good music at the same time. So David Stoddard, you can check him out. He does have a performance coming up with Beth Wood on November 2nd, 7:30. It's a Facebook concert, so everyone should check that out. And watch the Twin Cities Public TV schedule, because he'll be on there pretty soon as well.
My name is Ella Marone. I'm currently a graduate student in New Orleans, Louisiana, and I graduated from University of St. Thomas in 2020. I'm very excited about this artist. His name is Nicholas Pumper. He works primarily in painting, a lot of acrylics, although he does like dabble in oils. And his focus is on Catholic art and landscape art. Catholic art is a lot of things. Primarily portrayals of like religious figures, but he kind of puts a little bit of that meditation and that faith into his entire process. For me, I really enjoy how much of the process he shares. So he's pretty active on social media, and he provides a lot of insight, I think, into like the artistic process, and provides a lot of kind of meditations on why we do art, what the purpose of art is, why it's important to seek beauty, and why art matters. And so I think that's been probably my favorite part. So he has a website, which is npumper.com, so npumper.com, and he is active on Instagram and Facebook if you search Nicholas Pumper Art.
This is just a really great, great production. By the way, Emily Bright puts it together. She does such a good job every week, and Art Hounds is made possible with support from the Minnesota Legacy Amendments Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. This is NPR News.